Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're diving into a very important part of history. We're going to talk about a big invention, the printing press, and how it completely changed the world. Have you ever thought about how amazing it is to just pick up a book and read? Well, it wasn't always so easy. Imagine a world where books were extremely rare and super expensive, like owning a sports car today.
Exactly. We'll explore how this invention made books common and changed how people learned and shared ideas forever.
Let's go back in time to before the printing press. How do you think books were made then?
They were copied by hand. People, often monks, wrote every single letter of a book, one by one. Can you imagine how long that took? It must have been a very slow process.
It took years for just one book, so books were very rare, and only rich people or churches had them. Most people never saw a book in their entire lives. Then, around the year 1440, a man named Johannes Gutenberg invented the printing press with movable type in Germany.
This was a huge change. Instead of writing everything by hand, they could arrange letters on a machine, put ink on them, and press them onto paper, like a giant stamp. It made things much faster.
Suddenly, making books was much faster and cheaper. A book that took years to copy by hand could now be printed in days or weeks. This meant many, many more books could be made.
So, what happened when books became easier to get? Well, knowledge started to spread like wildfire.
Before, if a scientist made a discovery or a doctor found a new medicine, it was very hard for others to learn about it. Information traveled slowly, often by word of mouth, from one person to another.
But with printed books, new discoveries, scientific ideas, maps, and even news could be printed and sent to many places much more quickly. Everyone could learn about new things almost at the same time.
For example, if a doctor in one city discovered something new about how to treat a sickness, other doctors could read about it in a printed book. This helped science and medicine grow much faster around the world.
People could also read different stories and learn about different cultures and places without leaving their homes. It opened up a whole new world of information for many more people who were eager to learn.
And because there were more books available, more people wanted to learn to read. So schools became more important, and more people learned how to read and write. It really helped education become important for everyone.
Beyond just knowledge, the printing press also allowed people to share their own ideas and opinions more easily. Imagine you had a new idea about how society should work, or a different opinion about something important.
Before, it was very hard to tell many people about your unique thoughts. You could only speak to a few people at a time, and your message might change as it passed from person to person.
But with printing, someone could write down their thoughts, print many copies, and share them with a large audience. This meant people could read many different points of view on the same topic.
It helped people think for themselves and discuss new ideas. Sometimes these new ideas led to big changes in countries and societies, like new ways of governing or understanding the world and its people.
It helped build a more connected world where ideas could be debated and shared, making societies grow and change in new directions. It was truly a revolution for how humans interact.
So, to sum up, the invention of the printing press by Gutenberg truly changed the world in huge ways. It made books common and cheap, spreading knowledge and education to many more people.
It helped science grow faster and allowed people to share and discuss new ideas, leading to big changes in society. From being rare treasures, books became everyday items that empowered millions to learn and think.
Thank you for joining us today on our Beginner English podcast as we explored this fascinating part of history. It shows how one invention can make such a big difference.
We hope you learned something new. See you next time.
Bye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.